are living in urgent times, if you are living in fear of the future, wondering how the Lord intervenes with His mercy and compassion, stay tuned for an hour of inspiring, uplifting radio for a time such as this. Now here is your host, Ann McClone, with Thy Will Be Done.
Well, my friends, it is so good to be with you today. It's February 21st, 2022. I had to think of the year. It's sunny here in Philadelphia, and I am so excited to look out the window and see the sun and know that God is good no matter what is happening in the world. He has a great plan for all of us. So let us begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, I entrust this radio broadcast to you and to your mother. I pray for all those who listen, who may be listening, and want to listen today. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, that this be a powerful program that will heal and touch so many lives. I entrust all this to you, our Blessed Lady, and to our Lord Jesus Christ. In your holy name, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, my friends, last week I want to apologize. I had a very special guest lined up, Ann Kashute, and had a family emergency of which I had to cancel the show literally at the last second, so my apologies. I will have Ann Kashute back on again in the coming weeks. But today, boy, do I have a guest for you. Marty Rotella is going to be on. He's our three-time Grammy nominee. Many of you know him. He's all about the gift of joy and life and hope and healing. So I can't wait to have Marty on the air with us. But before he calls in a few minutes, I wanted to let you know, did you know the Holy Father today decided to have the 2022 World Day for grandparents. Oh, I love this. And the elderly, because he wanted to build up and invite older people to contribute to building a better world. July 24th of this year, we're going to have Grandparents and Elderly World Day. Yay, I'm excited. I fit both categories. And the Holy Father has chosen they shall bear fruit even in old age. From the book of Psalms, which is 92, verse 15, as the theme for the second World Day being celebrated again, July 24th, 2022. So those of you who are listening, I want you to remember this is a special day to put on your calendar. And the theme intends to emphasize how grandparents and the elderly are a value and a gift both for society and for ecclesial communities, which means church. So I want you to be excited, to mark it on your calendar. We are not forgotten. World Youth Day is always important, but there is now a day for grandparents and the elderly, which will be July 24th, this coming summer. So on a hot summer day here in the Philadelphia market or wherever you're listening around the world, we are all going to celebrate. And I'm going to try to get a feed into the Vatican. I'm hoping I can do that, a direct feed into the Vatican for this special day for all of us. But in the meantime, what a week it has been, right? We had the Olympics. We have Russia stating they're going to invade the Ukraine. We have all these problems in the United States and Canada. We have the truckers in Canada. We have coronavirus. I don't know about you, but I said to Marty, we need an uplifting program. And even though I have different guests on the subject, people have different perspectives. And no one is really better than Marty Rotella. Between his music and his preaching, giving retreats, motivational talks, Marty is the guy. So no matter how bad you're feeling today or how scared, this is a program that will take you into the field of serenity, of comfort, of healing, and uplifting your heart. I know there isn't any way that you, as a listener, couldn't be scared at this moment in history. We talked about this starting this summer. There isn't any way that you can't have an element of fear, even though you may have your total trust in the Lord, even though your life is dedicated to the Lord. There has to be some human element of fear in your life. And we're going to address that. Marty, again, speaks all over the country, and he sings to this as well. But today we're going to have him sharing his gift of preaching. And by the end of the program, I pray that all who are listening will know that everything is in the Lord's hands. There is nothing to fear, nothing at all. And as I say this and share this with you, I'm preaching to myself. I really am. I'm preaching to myself. You know, there is nothing to fear, although we could be shaking. We're looking at our bank accounts dwindling with the stock markets, our savings for retirement, the food costs going up, and we're thinking, how can we feed our families? God has a plan. God has a plan. So I can't think of anyone better than Marty to share this with us today of how do we overcome this fear? How do we lift up our hearts? How do we hope for the future? And the last time I had him on, he was sharing about his new CD. And Marty, I don't even know how many. We'll have to get an update. How many CDs, DVDs he's produced, television programs, retreats. It's just, we can't even begin to imagine. It's not like he's just doing this today. He's been doing this for, I don't know, maybe 30 years or more. And what a gift to have him on this radio broadcast today, because this is a time of great fear for all of us, for all of us. And so if you know of anyone who may be at home, in the office, in the car, who's feeling scared today, who needs a little dose of hope, I want you to tell them to tune in, because Marty is our dose of hope today. And in the coming weeks, we will be addressing this head on. And by the way, Marty also knew Joseph Turrella and was a friend of his. And I wanted to have one of Joseph's dear friends on. And I'm in the process of looking for my old file of his personal phone number to give him a call to share some of Joseph's insights in what he wrote in his book, The Witness, about what's happening in the Ukraine and how it was quite prophetic, my friends. So look up Joseph Turrella, T-E-R-E-L-Y-A. When we're off the program, look up Joseph Turrella. But in the meantime, I know we have Marty on the line.
Hello.
Marty, I could barely hear you.
I'm sorry. I'm here.
Okay, hopefully in the studio they tune this up a little higher so I can hear you okay.
Yeah, I can't hear you either.
I was just talking about a mutual friend that we had, Joseph Turrella.
Right.
And how his book, The Witness, really is so prophetic in terms of detailing what's happening today.
Yes.
I really wanted you on the air today, Marty, because you are such a beacon of hope and healing and love. And we have talked many times in the past about fear taking over our families and our daily lives. And I want you to address this to the people. I know you do in your music, but address this gripping fear that is taking over our families of faith. Talk to the people listening today who are gripped in fear.
Yeah, I think it's negative to stay on the word fear. I think it's positive to stay on what do we do about it. So that's what we're going to talk about here. I think that fear, it's an emotion, but it doesn't really come from God. And it goes back to our childhood. Everybody has different fears, and they perk up at certain times. And sometimes we don't even know it because it's something that happened and it's in our subconscious. So the key here, I think, is in these times, and I do this every morning, before I get out of bed, I sit at the edge of the bed before I even get up, and I close my eyes, and I picture the Holy Spirit, and I say to the Holy Spirit, let me be your words and your actions today. Now, that might seem simple and simple, and that's not going to get rid of fears. I'm going to tell you something. It's powerful. And then once you do that, you can do it many times during the day, whatever you're feared about or whatever pops in. And I just say, Holy Spirit, let me be your words, your actions. And it's a beginning. I think the process here is to begin. And how do I go through the day and I push those fears down wherever they got to be, and then bring up the hope, bring up the love of God in my mind, heart, and soul. One of the best ways is to look around you and look at the nature. Today's a beautiful day. There's not a cloud in the sky. The sky is blue. And I just walked for an hour. And just what I did was I absorbed the blueness of the sky. I absorbed God's love for us in this gorgeous color, in a beautiful a peaceful day. See, the sky was peaceful. I actually posted today about the fact that, you know, it's the sky. I am the sky. You are the sky. What does that mean? Well, it's blue. It's peaceful. It's loving. The key here is that what happens to the sky many times? It gets windy. It gets stormy. Yeah. And what happens is that's our lives. So we want to stay peaceful. So every day we should take that in. Whatever nature gives us, because that's God's gift to us, that really helps.
Well, Marty, I know the importance of the Eucharist in your daily life. Tell our listeners how the Holy Eucharist has calmed you in so many situations.
Well, that's a beautiful thing, Anne, because right after I sit on the edge of the bed, and I do that in the morning, I get dressed, I shower, get dressed, and go straight to church every morning. I've been doing it for 41 years. Every day, I go right to church, and I go to Mass. Why? Because Jesus, he gives us himself in this piece of bread, and he gives us his love, his unconditional love, which brings hope and gives us strength, peace. Oh, it's awesome. So every day, I fill myself with Jesus. And then before I leave that church, I say, let me go out there and be you. Again, there's that prayer. Let me be your words, your actions. And the Eucharist is the greatest gift from God. I call it the genius of God. And if we did that, if the whole world did it, if all Catholics did it and received them every day and went out there, there would be a change in the world that would be astronomical. It would be unbelievable, the change in the world, if we put the Eucharist first. Even our own church doesn't do it, and I've been talking to a lot of bishops. I've been talking to a lot of priests and pastors. Say, look, put the Eucharist first. You know, during the bubonic plague, I think it was the 1500s, you know, St. Charles Borromeo, he put the Eucharist first. He brought the Eucharist to the people during the plague. He brought the Eucharist. That's what we should be doing. We should be bringing the Eucharist to the people, bringing the people to the Eucharist, and that would change everything. It really would get rid of the fears.
Well, Marty, I'm thinking because you are a writer, a musician, a songwriter, a singer, an evangelist, and about 10 more sentences of things that you are about, I'm thinking how our families are bombarded with dirt and fear through television, through the horrible music and the lyrics. How do you get above it? I know you just shared about putting your feet on the ground and then going to Mass, but you're in the music industry, and you have to hear this. Our young people are being bombarded by this filth, and it's bringing fear into our lives and in the high schools and the grade schools. Do you preach how these kids should get above it? You know, how or do you teach the families what they should be doing?
Well, it's a good question. Let me just show you this in what I do. I keep aware of everything happening, even the bad stuff, because when somebody approaches me somewhere out there and asks my opinion, if I know about it, doesn't mean I believe in it, I can talk to them. Okay, that's first of all. Second of all, I do not focus on the negatives. I know about them, but I don't focus. In other words, I read the newspaper every day, and that's it. So it takes me, what, 10 minutes, and I catch up on all the sports and the news throughout the world and local and all that. But then I don't put the TV on. I don't let it come in. Shut it off. We don't need this negative stuff, because what it's doing, it's bringing people to a depression. You don't need that. You want to be lifted. And we're not lifted in the news. We are not lifted in the sports world, in the music world, as we used to be. We have to look for things that lift us. That's really important. So why are we get like, I have to go see that. I have to stay here. Why? So that's a strong thing from the heart. You have to say, no, I will not. I'm not going to let this affect me. And that's important, really is. You know, we're supposed to do the right thing. We have the commandments. Love God with your whole mind, body, and soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. Hey, you got to do it. And if you don't, you're going to have those problems. It's easy for me to rise above it because I say no to it. I know about it, and that's it. I don't want to know anymore. And then I stay with the positive things, the things that are going to bring me tremendous hope and peace.
Marty, if you're just tuning in, friends, you're listening to the 3-time Grammy nominee and the founder of Spirit Power. He's an extraordinary songwriter, retreat director, musician, and we are so blessed to have Marty Rotella on the air with us live today. Marty, you know, you have told, I think you told me before Christmas how this whole fear factor and how your music has turned to hope, how you're really sensing the Lord wants you to bring hope to people. Can you explain this?
Well, you know, I think I could explain it best in a song. How's that?
And, okay.
The song is called You Bring Me Hope, and that came to me during the pandemic. Jesus wrote this song and through me, and then I said, this is my next project, by the way. This is going to be, it's going to be called You Bring Me Hope. But just listen to the words, everybody, because it's better than me trying to explain. I think the actual song itself will do it. Here we go. This is a new day. It's time to heal. Break from the old way. Freedom I feel. You bring me hope. You lift my fear. You never leave. You're always near. Hope. Yeah, you bring me hope. Hope. Oh, you bring me hope. Gone is the old day. The future is bright. Now is the new way. And hope is my light. You bring me hope. You lift my fear. You never leave. You're always near. Hope the dumbo. You bring me hope. Hope. Yeah, you bring me hope. Now you is a pronoun. So who is you? God. There it is. And you, who is you? The people that love you. The people that are in your life that care for you to have hope and peace. You know, there are a lot of people, especially during the pandemic, a lot of people we've noticed that in our lives, whether it's family or friends, that really don't love us, really don't want to be in our lives. So they don't bring us hope. So then you have to touch base with the ones that bring you hope, the ones that love you unconditionally, like God.
Marty, do you struggle with surrounding yourself with people of hope?
No, because it's too easy to see, Ann. It's too easy to see who in my family, who in my friends, who in my circle really, really love. It's too easy. Now, I never get rid of anybody, you know, I never get rid of anybody in my life because there's always prayer, okay? I'm always praying. But I'm not letting them in the fact of bringing negative into my life anymore. No way. All right, so that's the key. The key is I stay focused with the ones that really care, are there in my, have my back. But then again, I'm always praying. You know, Jesus says, love your enemies. I don't want to even hang out with my enemies. I don't even want to, you know, I want nothing to do with them. But guess what? Jesus, you got to love them. So that's where I pray for them every day. You know, it's powerful. I put them in the palm of my hand. I say, Jesus, I give you all my enemies, right? But in my life every day, for me to have the hope and peace, I'm going with people that are really there, people who have my back, people who really, truly love Marty.
You know, Marty, many years ago, I at a retreat, I heard a priest say, if you really want to be healed of hurt and to embrace hope, in your prayer life, you start to bless the people who have hurt you. Pray for the Lord to bless them. So say somebody stole $5,000 from you. Can you imagine praying for God to bless that person who took $5,000 from you? That's the level of healing the Lord is calling us to.
Yes. It's unbelievable. I'll give you a quick story. My daughter was 10 years old. She was sitting in the car with me, and I'm driving, and I have road rage. And somebody cuts me off, and I start cursing and chasing this man. Now, this was many years ago. Okay, I was in my 30s at the time. So I'm chasing this guy, and I'm going crazy. And I look at a corner of my eye, and my daughter's, like, really nervous, and she's biting her fingers. And I said, what's the matter? She said, Daddy, you scare me. She said, you're crazy. You go around speaking about Jesus and love, and you curse people out, and you run after them. She goes, what's wrong with you? She goes, why don't you bless them instead of curse them? Oh, my Lord. Wow, thank you, honey. Wow, I'm sorry. You're right. So I travel another 20 minutes on the highway, and somebody cuts me off again. And I go right back into the rage. And then I look at her, and she goes, bless them. Bless them. And ever since then, I've been blessing the people that cut me off on the highway. And that's the same of everybody who cuts you off in your life, every enemy. My wife left the marriage. She went with another man, and I wanted to kill the guy. But Jesus told me in my heart, he loves him just as much as he loves me. So I had to love this man. This is my worst enemy. I've been praying for him for 25 years every day for my worst enemy, the man who stole my wife. So you can see that it's not easy. Oh, Marty, you're amazing. You do that? No, I'm not amazing. That's my consecration to the Blessed Mother. You see, the Blessed Mother Mary makes me like her. She was so awesome. She is so awesome. And that's how I can go to Mass every day. This is how I can forgive my enemies and pray for them. Amen.
Amen. Again, if you're just tuning in, our special guest today is Marty Rotella, 3-time Grammy nominee, the founder of Spirit Power. Hey, Marty, before we reach our half-hour mark in a couple minutes, tell our listeners how they can be in touch with you and your website.
Well, the website is spiritpowermusic.org. Again, spiritpowermusic.org. And you can also follow me on Facebook, on Instagram. I give a 40-second message every day. You can also probably look up my music on anywhere, iTunes, you name it. My music's all over the place. And then if you go to videos on YouTube, punch my name in, you can see me on some of my teachings or some of my talks out in the world.
Well, that's spiritpowermusic.org, and I highly encourage you to go to the website and to also sign up for Marty's special 40-second teachings every day on social media. They're life-changing. You know, Marty is much more than music. He's about preaching and teaching and giving retreats. And Marty, tell our listeners what your latest project is, what you've been dealing with that God has led you to.
Well, last year, we during the first year of the pandemic, we put out a CD called Father Cry. It's all about God the Father. So our Lord was leading me to honor his Father. During the pandemic, I wrote 100 songs last year. I write about 100 a year. And that in the theme of the 100 was hope. That was the song I just sang, You Bring Me Hope. So I thought that was the next project. But he showed me, no, that's next year. This year, do Be Still. And we just came out with a CD called Be Still. And and it's very meditative. It's actually, I call it a retreat. It's the first time we ever produced a CD that's a retreat. It's about 45 minutes from start to finish, and you retreat. What is the message? To be still and listen. It's very powerful. So I was looking at what he wanted to do, and he wants us to be still and listen, and then there comes the hope, okay? It's hard to get the hope when we don't, when we're anxious and busy, you know? But he says, no, be still and listen, and then watch the hope explode. So that's where we are right now. We're working on the new CD called You Bring Me Hope, but the other one just came out Christmas Eve, Be Still. Yeah.
Well, I use it, Be Still, as a retreat as well. When no one is in my house, I put it on, and I know that I'm on retreat, and it's very powerful, my friends. Be still. Of course, you know, I'm a great devoted friend of Marty Vitella, and I have been for years, but Be Still is very special. You can actually make a retreat through this special music. It's so powerful, instrumental, healing words. I think it's one of my favorites. You know, I love A Place to Wait. I love that. A Place to Wait. And then, of course, you know, the Rainy Morn, the instrumental, Rainy Morn. Oh, it's just magnificent. And, you know, a lot of music, probably in your early days, it wasn't meant to be a retreat. And now you've become much more contemplative. And you're taking people to a deeper level with the Lord now, Marty.
Yeah, and he took me to a deeper level. During the pandemic 2 years ago, I was stopped cold in my tracks, so I sat on my couch and I said, "What's going on, big guy?" And he said, "Well," he said, "it's time for you to put me first." And I said, "Put you first?" I said, "You're first." "No." He said, "Your God is busyness. Now what I need you to do is put me first." And I did, and that's where all these songs came from. That's where this whole idea of a retreat to be still and listen, I had to do it first. So then I could apply it into this music and then apply it into the CD and get it into people's hands. So it's a really powerful journey that I went through in the last 2 years. But this next CD, You Bring Me Hope, is going to be kicking because, the hope is explosive. It's kind of like my CD, Spirit Power. You know, it's explosive. So we're looking forward to this, you know, to finishing up this next one by the end of the year. Yeah.
By the end of the year? By Christmas of next year?
Well, I don't. It's a gigantic project. It's gigantic. We're really producing this with full orchestration, and it's a little bigger of a project than we've ever done. So we don't have that type of income to do it. So we have to wait as each week goes by, and I go out and I sing and stuff. I have no fee when I go and sing, but I have to wait for what the people give me. And as they give me the money, we put it right into the next song, the next project, the next, you know. We have so many studios we use and engineers. We have probably some of the best musicians on the whole East Coast. And to hire all these people, it costs money. So we have to go step by step. But God will provide. It's been awesome. Yeah.
And he always has, Marty. You know,
I know,
after
41
the break,
years. It's been amazing.
After the break, Marty, I want to get into the platform the Lord is using to you in terms of giving retreats now. I know you're giving retreats to the men at Malvern Retreat House, and we'll talk about that after the break. But I think that's so critically important that you use your music, your preaching skills, your life stories, and you're moving so many hearts. So, my friends, Marty, stay on the line. After this break, we'll come back, and we have so much more to share with you. Hold on,
awesome.
Please.
To you, our faithful family of listeners, no words can express how much we appreciate your standing in the gap with us here at In His Sign Catholic Radio. It is truly your amazing prayer power, your undaunting commitment that has enabled us to stay on the air. No doubt about it. Be assured of our daily prayers, not only for you, but for your families as well. We pray that God will continue to bless you as you bless us. To join us and become a ministry partner, visit our website at inhissign.com or give us a call at 610-527-2906.
Well, welcome back, my friends. You're listening to In His Sign, Catholic Radio Network. I'm your host, Anne McGlone, on Thy Will Be Done. And our very special guest today is Marty Rotella, three-time Grammy nominee. And Marty is the founder of Spirit Power Music. And I want you to look up spiritpowermusic.org to check it out, to see what is happening in this powerful ministry. He's traveled the world. He gives retreats, parish missions. And how many CDs do you have now that are produced?
Oh, something around 22.
Oh, is that all, Marty?
You're so cute.
22. And how many songs have you written to date?
Somewhere around 4,300.
I had to take a deep breath. 4,300. 4,300
yeah.
Songs. I mean, you have to keep on going, Marty. So let's return to our dear guest, Marty Rotella, and let's find out what in the world is happening with you in terms of giving monthly retreats at Malvern Retreat House.
Well, first of all, they called me in January and said, would I be interested this year to come out as much as possible to be part of the retreats at Malvern? And I said, yes. I said, of course. I believe in Malvern. It's awesome. And what I did was we looked at my schedule, and we picked close to maybe 25 weekends, maybe 22, 25 weekends, where I'm going to be coming in and not only doing music, but some of them actually leading the retreats, giving the talks. So really going to be involved a lot with Malvern starting this year. I'm very excited about it. I was always involved for many, many years with them, but this is really exciting because it's a bigger commitment, and I'm so excited. That's all I can say. Yeah, it's awesome.
Marty, do you still travel to New Mexico? And I know you had a place in New Mexico, and you were ministering to so many areas and parishes. Are you still involved in this?
Yes, during the pandemic, I went to New Mexico twice. I was brought in. I was the only person brought into the women's prison in northern New Mexico during the pandemic to bring hope. It was a tremendous amount of during the pandemic, you know, people hopeless, you know, just in the prisons was worse, especially the women's prisons, because their children couldn't come visit them, so they didn't see their own children. So I went in and gave hope there. But now I'm going back next Tuesday for 2 weeks. I'll be at the Amarillo, Texas Cathedral next weekend, not this weekend, 2 weekends from now, giving a mission, 3-day mission. And then I'm going to be in Albuquerque giving a retreat in a high school, in a elementary school, and then at a parish. So I'm going to New Mexico again starting next week. And we're going to try to up it up. What I want to do there, we're going to have a meeting while I'm there, is there are 12 mission churches in an area that are closed because of the amount of damage on they haven't kept the little mission churches, you know, up the upkeep. So I'm going to go in and do some concerts for them so we can raise money to open them to again work on these churches with paint and you know, new materials so it could be opened. And these people can have, you know, the Native Americans can have their churches open again, their missions. So that's a big thing I want to do. I can't wait to do that. So we're having a meeting in 2 weeks. So, yeah, I'm going back out to the Southwest again. Yeah, that'll start opening up.
So when you teach and preach and sing about hope and overcoming fear, tell our listeners about who inspires you the most? What priest inspires you the most, and what layperson is pretty much a mentor to you, keeping you on track?
Well, before we do that, I have to say that because I go to the Eucharist every day, and I go to adoration too. Not only do I receive and adore Mass, I adore our Lord every day. So that's the time where I hear Him. Not in my ears, in my heart, and I write a lot. So I know exactly, how to set up my talks. I know exactly what to say. I know exactly, and what God has showed me is ask the questions, and very simple questions like, what is hope? What is peace? Who is God? Who am I? What is love? What is Lent? So, and you might think, well, that's really simple. No, it isn't, because what it does is we throw that out, and we have the people, and I was shown this, the people will talk about it, and then they talk about it with me, and then I add a song, and then it brings it to a new level. I don't bring it to a new level. The Holy Spirit does, and it's really powerful. So I have probably well over 120 talks of just that, a question, which has been shown to me, and then, how to give an answer and put a song in there, and it really lifts the faith. And like you said, it brings the hope. Now, and when it comes to a spiritual director, I have Father John Radwin. He's a Polish priest in the Archdiocese of Newark. He's my spiritual director, okay? But then in the last 2 years during the pandemic, the Holy Spirit has given me Father Dermot Roach. And Father Dermot has been so powerful in helping me in my heart, like to clear away things in my heart or in my subconscious that really were there and I didn't even know it. And as they as I've been working on them, I noticed God is strengthening me even more. The word is grace. He's given me grace, and I'm actually asking for it now. So what he taught me was this, and this might be good for you people out there. Every night before I go to sleep, I say, I am loved. I am loved. And just keep repeating over and over, in the darkness of my room before my eyes close. And then I picture Jesus as divine mercy, wrapping his arms around me and hugging me. See, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Then I repeat the word root, root, root. And what is that doing? It's rooting out the stuff I don't even know that's there, stuff that maybe happened to me when I was a child, that has affected me in my adulthood. And then, shelter me, O God, shelter me, O God. And then I fall asleep. So it's real simple, yeah, if you want to write it down, okay? It's I am loved, I am loved. The second thing is picture Jesus hugging you. I like the Divine Mercy image because it's a beautiful image. Then root, root, root. And the final thing is shelter me, O God. And then ask for his grace before you sleep, too. Say, keep pouring your grace on me. Keep pouring. It's awesome. God loves that. He smiles when you ask him. And he loves to pour his grace on you because think of you as a parent. If your child says, keep pouring your grace on me, you say, no, I'm not going to pour your grace on me. No, we're going to pour our grace on them, whether it's, money, whatever is needed, So there you go.
Well, Father Dermot Roach is a very important part of In His Sign Catholic Radio Network, and every Thursday he does a radio broadcast with Kathleen McCarthy, and he is also the retreat director with Kathleen for many retreats, including the upcoming Women of Fire and also a retreat called Ad Lumina Christi. So the listeners are very familiar with Father Dermot Roach, and how blessed are you to have such a wonderful spiritual director in Northern New Jersey, and Father Dermot. I mean, I don't know your other one, but Father Dermot is the best.
That's awesome. God is awesome. He is so good. Amen.
Yeah, I love what he told you, that you are to repeat, I am loved. I am loved, because if we believe that we are loved, then there isn't any room for fear, because God loves us so much that he'll protect us.
I just gave a talk last Friday at Cardinal O'Hara School in Springfield, Pennsylvania.
Right.
And, it was about prayer. What is prayer? That was the theme. But I started with this. I told them, I said, it's this simple. You're in front of Jesus. We had Jesus exposed in the Blessed Sacrament. It was beautiful. I said, this is how simple it is. Okay, just look at him and say, you and me, me and you, you and me, me and you, You and me, me and just over and over in your heart. And it's beautiful. I was taught this, you know, in front of Blessed Sacrament one day. And, boy, I do it all the time now. It's so powerful. They're just two pronouns, but they're so powerful in the fact that it's, hey, you and me, me and you, you know, we're together. It's like a marriage, you know. We're oh, my gosh, we're never separated. You love me so much. Here you expose yourself. And it gets better and better, but you just keep saying, you and me, me and you. So powerful a prayer. So simple a prayer. Amen.
And then you're to picture the Lord wrapping his arms around you.
Yeah.
And is this the divine mercy image that he wants you to reflect on with the Lord wrapping his arms around you?
No. That's an example.
Okay.
That's an example. So whatever image or however you see him, you know, this is a personal time with Jesus. But I like divine mercy, you know, and especially the divine, the Vilnius image. And I just love that image where I could just see Jesus throwing those arms around me, hugging me, smiling, you know, like a little child. You're a good boy, Marty, you know. So I could just picture that. You could picture it any way you want, but it's I am loved, and then let him hug you. Feel the hug. Feel it. Yeah.
Very powerful, Marty. Very, very powerful. And you just gave this talk at Cardinal O'Hara High School in Springfield, Delaware County. So how blessed is this high school to have you? And you speak in many high schools and parishes throughout the United States. And I love this message. And tell our listeners how hope bubbles up once the fear is gone.
Well, before we go there, let's stay with the theme. What is prayer? It's powerful.
Okay.
It really is, because what they said to Jesus in Scripture, they said, "How do we pray?" And he gave us the Our Father. And if you look at it, it's the most powerful prayer in the history of the world. More powerful than any psalm. It's unbelievable how powerful it is. But you have to look at it and say the first half is about God the Father, and this goes to the. This goes to the two commandments that Jesus gave us. Love God with your whole mind, body, and soul. So when you go to prayer, the Our Father is a rote prayer. Love God with your whole mind, body, and soul. You and me, me and you. When you start doing that, it's like, wow, you see, we're going to be doing this forever. When we go to heaven, we're going to be honoring and loving and proclaiming God on his throne forever. So we're getting used to it now. That's why Jesus gave us the Our Father. You know, our Father, one hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will. So it's powerful. Now, the second half is about loving your neighbor. The second half, yeah, it's awesome. You know, because the word us is there five times. Us is a small pronoun representing every human being that was ever created. So when you pray that, you're not just praying for us in the church or in your family, but you're praying for every human being from Adam and Eve till the end of time. Wow, this is powerful. So that's what we're going to be doing in heaven. So this is unbelievable. Now, that's powerful rote prayer, but then you got to go to the prayer from your heart. This is where you have to really have a personal relationship with Jesus, and that's why I introduced this to you, you and me, me and you, you and me, me and you. Hey, give me a hug. I want to feel that hug. Oh, my gosh, come on, root me, shelter me, shield me. Oh, my gosh, this is awesome. What a relationship. You see it? You see how it grows? It's powerful. What is prayer? It's beyond anything you ever thought of. It is unbelievable how powerful it is.
Marty, revisit root me, because if someone's just tuning in, what in the world does root me mean in this prayer moment?
Okay, so there's a part of your brain that's called the subconscious, okay? It's usually in the back where the neck is, back of the neck there, all right, bottom of the skull. That is where we store everything. We store the stuff we don't want to deal with. That's where the abuse of our childhood. We store it there, and we don't deal with it, okay? Sometimes we wouldn't even know it's there. We have no idea, because maybe the abuse was in the womb. Maybe the abuse was so I was 1 year old, so how could we remember when we were one? So all of a sudden, when you say root me, you're asking God to root the things that you have no idea. They might be causing your fears. They might be causing your anxieties, your depression. We don't know. But if you say root it, he starts to root those. Ask for the graces. And then it's not a matter that you want to know what it is. You don't want to, and it's not a matter of, well, who did this to me? That's not it. It's a matter of being healed. And as you're healed, the rooting of these subconscious things, your life becomes, you become stronger, more powerful, not more powerful in a worldly sense, more powerful in a spiritual sense, where you can then deal with things connected with the Holy Spirit, not deal with things like, oh my gosh, I gotta go to my therapist, which isn't bad, by the way. Okay, I'm not saying therapy's bad. It's good. But half of this stuff can be totally looked at or at least healed or rooted, there's the word rooted, when you're connecting with God, and especially in front of the Blessed Sacrament. When you're in front of Jesus, man, remember, this is God. So if you're asking for something, he's going to do it. Hey, heal me. Okay. Root me. Okay. He's not going to say, well, I don't think so. I don't know. That's not him. Him is, yes. Yeah, okay. So it's exciting. It really is, but we have to take the time. You know, like, again, I was too busy. So he's telling me, no, take time to be with me. Put me first and watch how everything happens.
So basically, what Father Dermot taught you, it's a life preserver. I when you're talking, I just see you falling asleep with a big life preserver, you know, full of the Sacred Heart and the Divine Mercy and all the things that you love and cherish so much. But root me on the side, and I am loved. I am loved. You know, I've heard so many beautiful teachings from Monsignor John Essef on I am love and be Jesus. And to me, this life preserver that's wrapped around you, that you pray at night, the Lord wants us to recognize that we are to be Jesus, that we are loved. And this is Amen. The key to obliterating fear out of our lives.
Yeah. Now we can get back to that question you asked me about, you know, the fear and then having the, what was the other part of it you said?
Well, it was if fear is present and hope is trying to bubble up, you know, out of our rooted part of ourselves, what is the picture? What is the prayer? What do you suggest to people who are working on this fear and hope is trying to bubble up out of the darkness?
Well, you see, the fears are what's in the subconscious. See, there it is. It's really, if you start talking to people, if you get 10 people in a room, you start saying, what's your fears? You'll notice everybody has a different fear. That's amazing. So what caused that fear to rise in you? What caused the fear to rise in me? So these things, they got to be rooted. So how do they be rooted? They're rooted when you concentrate on God and ask him to send the grace down. And what's the end result? The end result is hope. Because if you go through 2 years of the pandemic, there's so much, oh, my gosh, people are out there, like, in despair. Holy mackerel, please. If you're listening, stop your life, sit on a couch, shut off the TV, and close your eyes and connect with God. If you have a chance to go to church, go there and sit in front of Jesus and say, hey, heal me. I mean, that's it. You know, heal me, Lord, you know, they'll scream it, yell it out. You know, the word I was taught was help. You know, I go, help, you know, and I call on Jesus to help me. I help, Holy Spirit. Yeah, I yell out help to God the Father. I scream it out. I say help to the Blessed Mother. Help me, St. Joseph. You know, it's scream it out. It sounds crazy. But you see, I live alone for 25 years. But I really don't live alone because everybody's here. All of heaven's here and all the angels and I'm connecting with the Trinity, and that's powerful. That gives you power. That gives you hope. So the fears are not forefront. You know, like they're not right in front of you. They're gone because the hope is there now. And it's not you're doing. You're allowing God to do that. Powerful. Oh, my gosh. That you can do that? Yep. Now, nobody's teaching this. That's what Father Dermot Roach was teaching. You know, Yes. Yes. He brings great hope to people. This man has been gifted. So I'm just repeating to you what was given to me and what how I work every day. People say to me, I say, even my own kids, they say, my own children say, what is it? My granddaughters are saying, what is it about you? I said, that's it, man. It's the total connection with God. And don't be a fanatic. We don't need fanatics out on the street screaming, you know, Jesus is coming, the Bible, and, you know, the world's going to, we don't need that. What we need is you to be Jesus, like Monsignor Esser said, be him. And just love. Go into people's worlds. Go into their little lives. How you feeling? Tell me about yourself. What's your name? And when you do that, you bring in hope. The hope that you're getting, now you can share it. And by the way, your self-image rises when you do good for others. So when you're doing that, you're actually building the hope in yourself and getting rid of the fears. When you're out there being the best you can be to every person that comes your way, oh, my gosh, what a journey. I can't wait to go out tonight and the next person I'm going to see, how you doing? How's it going? Yeah, well, you know, it's amazing. It really is. Make a difference.
Well, I've known you, I don't even know how many years, and I've seen you do that. And it's not, you're just not Marty Rotella on radio today. I've seen you do that to strangers and tell the stories in New York of the homeless and you and the people in New Mexico, the kids. You know, the kid in the fast food place who didn't have any money to eat, and how you bought him lunch and sat him down and you heard his story. I mean, you live the life of walking the walk of Jesus. But that didn't come easy, Marty. So what's the first step? What's the first step to a listener who's just tuning in? I mean, you've worked at it like a trainer for all these years, but tell our listener, the one listener today, what is the first step to get them moving towards hope?
The most important thing is their first name. That's the most important thing. When you are with somebody, whether it's a waiter or a waitress, when you're with somebody, whether you're buying something at 7-Eleven, when you're with somebody in an elevator, the most important thing is, hi, I'm Marty. What's your name? What's your name? Susan. Susan, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm Marty. And you smile. And you might say, what? Yeah, I'm telling you, what a difference. It's unbelievable. That's the first thing. The second thing you might want to do, if you have the chance, you might not have the chance. How are you? What? How are you? Oh, I'm good. Yeah. Bring something to them that's positive. Hey, keep smiling. Have a great day. How was your weekend? You know, like, really, really be there. Don't be fake. Because the first thing they told me when I walked into a prison, the first thing I was ever told, first prison I walked in, a guy walked up to me and said, you better be real. That's what he said to me. And that's everybody on the street. That's everybody you meet every day. In your house, your neighbors, your family, be real. And being real is getting into their world. How you feeling? How you doing today? Hi, Susan. Hi, John. Get to know their names. I'm telling you, it's a life changer. Not only for you, for everybody you meet. I'm telling you, it's awesome. That's it.
So if someone is listening today and they're just tuning in, as I always say, because we have listeners who are just getting in their cars, or maybe in their homes for the first time after work or picking the kids up. How can you be an example to your children if you're locked up in fear? And we have about 4.5 or 5 minutes till I close out the program. But tell our listeners, if they're living with children, teenagers, young kids who are so scared, what advice would you give to them today, Marty Rotella?
Okay. There's nothing you can say to them. Stop. We're always trying to solve things by talking. It's what you do. See, when you're living, you know, in peace, when you're living without fear, when you're the one that's, you know, that's it. And then have a relationship where they feel open to talk to you. My daughter has this with her children. It's amazing. the girls, anything they can talk. Ma, we got to talk about something. It's amazing. She has three girls, 12, 8, and 6, and they're amazing that they're so open with her. And that's because of who she is, see? It's not what she says. It's who she is. She accepts them where they are. She accepts them what they're doing. She helps them. It's amazing. So when you do that, you don't have to say anything. Just be there. And, Marvel, you know the greatest words, and I told this at the high school last Friday, I love you. Man, you got to say it all day. From the bottom of your heart, I love you. I love you because that's what's missing. That's why we have 1.7 million people in jails in the United States because they didn't hear, I love you.
Marty, this is so powerful. What are your closing words to our listeners today? What is the last word that you would like to leave with our listeners today who may be locked in fear and need the message of hope that you've delivered?
I'll sing it. Close your eyes. Sit in silence, be still, take a breath, wait in patience, be still and listen, be still and listen, be still. Do not fear, trust your feelings, be still, feel the strength. Rise in courage, be still and listen, be still and listen, be still.
Be still. Marty Rotella, thank you for being with us today, and thank you for your time. And my friends, if you would like more information on Marty Rotella, it's spiritpowermusic.org, or you can look him up on YouTube or Facebook. He has different teachings every day, 45-second teachings every day on Facebook and social media. And Marty, be still, and we thank you again for saying yes to Our Lady and to our blessed Lord. Thank
I love you,
Marty.
Anne. I love everybody listening out there. You're awesome. I'm praying for you tonight. God bless.
God bless you, Marty. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Be Still is the name of his new CD. And close your eyes and sit in silence. Be still. Take a breath. Wait in patience. Be still. I pray that these programs are bringing you hope. And I love the words. It really stayed with me that Father Dermot Roche said to him, before he goes to sleep at night, to say, I am loved, I am loved, and to sense the Lord hugging him every night, whether, and he loves the Divine Mercy image, but it could be just Jesus standing next to you, and then root, 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 go into the root of why you're fearful and why you lack hope, and ask the Lord to heal you, and you'll sleep well as he's rooting out the hurts and the pains that are keeping you from being hopeful. My friends, this radio network is about providing hope and proper catechesis to all who listen. And I ask that you spread the word. Spread the word about In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. And tomorrow, Kathleen McCarthy will be live on Facebook Live. And it's 2 hours of teaching, preaching, and healing prayer. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. If you don't have Facebook, you know, you ask one of your kids to help you, or maybe you can look through their phone or computer, or, of course, you can listen through WTMR 800 AM on the radio, or your Alexa or iTunes. There's so many ways to listen. So next week we'll have a special guest, and we'll continue to prepare your hearts for the coming of the Lord as you rest in peace tonight, my friends. May the Lord bless you, and may he keep you. And may Our Lady's mantle be wrapped around you. God bless you.
Be alert. Stand firm. Trust in God's plan for your life. Be sure to tune in next week for a new